I do have to say I was pumped to be in Ashburn on Sunday. Man, these days are long because it feels like it was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was just yesterday when we found out that Santana Moss was going to be named to the team's Ring of Fame, and got to right away. He was walking down the sideline and dap him up and say hello and, you know, post a video of his reaction. But Danny, I'll tell you, there's an entire era and generation of fans. If you are in your mid-20s, maybe, you know, 27, 28 or younger, where Santana Moss might be the best player for a several-year span that you saw on this football team. And they weren't winning championships, and they weren't winning playoff games, and it was lean times. But guys like Tana wearing 89, helping you beat the Dallas Cowboys in dramatic fashion several times, really did make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, wasn't much winning during that time. I think two winning seasons when he was their leading receiver over the course of 6 or 7 years. So this era, now that we're kind of post that from, you know, 10, 15 years kind of on, is going to start to get looked at with a bit more romanticism. We're not going to remember how frustrating and awful and irritating it was, and how bad the quarterback play was, and, you know, all the this 5-11 season, or this 4-12 season, or this 6-10 group, etc. And some of those guys, as you mentioned, the Chris Samuels is, the Chris Cooley's, the Santana Mosses, will be looked upon favorably. Now, Moss deserves it. I mean, you look at the all-time rankings of, in terms of team history, he's in that pantheon. The other guys, you know, it's a tougher sell maybe for some of the older folks who are going, again, I can't remember everybody who's in the Ring of Fame, so I apologize if I'm saying someone that's already been there, but you're going, wait a minute, you're going to put him in instead of Wilbur Marshall or Dave Butts or one of these guys, or instead of Jim Lachey or Mark May? So it's going to be interesting. I'm not talking about retired numbers just yet, but we're starting to get now far enough away where guys from that era are going to get, going to be honored and brought back out a little bit as kind of part of this tradition. It's not the same as it was when it was incredible, but there were some pretty good moments in there, and he was responsible for some.
You're going to be hard-pressed, though, to find players that served as a pillar holding this thing up.
Yeah.
Sturdier than Moss did. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite guys I ever covered, too, because he was 100% authentic. He was always very pleasant, like a really kind, decent, good person. Always told you exactly how he felt. And he had a way of being honest, not necessarily negative, but occasionally, if that's what was warranted, without ever being mean, you know, without ever coming off in a way that was unlikable. Like, his authenticity to me is extremely likable. I've always loved him. But that 2005 season when he was 26 years old, which would have been, I guess, his first year in Washington under Joe Gibbs, and it was 2 weeks in when he beat the Dallas Cowboys with the two touchdowns with 4 minutes to go on Monday Night Football with them getting blanked. That year, he ended up going for 1,483 yards. He averaged almost 18 yards per catch, had an 84-catch year with 9 touchdowns. And that was an unbelievable season. You know, Terry McLaurin's been in the news, and he's back at camp, and he wants a contract being paid as one of the best wide receivers in football. McLaurin's never had a season like that. Not to say that he's incapable of doing it, but 84 grabs at 17.5 per for about 1,500 yards and double-digit touchdowns.
And you got to remember that offense, too, was a slog.
Oh, it was
most of the time, it was just chip away, you know, like
run, run, pass on 3rd and 6.
And for the first 8-9 weeks of the year, if you remember, they're the entire, like, would you like a big play? It's probably going 89. You know, there wasn't much else there. It was, well,
Brunell had to crow hop into throws. I mean, he had nothing left in his left arm. And Moss, a lot of those big plays, if you want to go back, I'll bet you it's a bubble screen where he makes a couple people miss, or a little crosser, like one of those, you know, drag routes where you see Debo Samuel operating now. It's a lot of that kind of stuff around the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Occasional deep shot.
Yeah, those like deep balls. He looked like a javelin thrower. Right. I mean, like 18 steps, crow hop, et cetera.
He had some great seasons, though. Had a 93-catch year for 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns, much older into his 30s in Washington in 2010 when he got to play under Kyle and Mike Shanahan, who he had a lot of fun working with. But congratulations to Santana Moss. Very, very fired up for him.